This program was paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel is divine. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4, how that Jesus died for our sins according to the Scripture, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the Scripture. That is the gospel. There are no others. Don't let anybody deceive you. Believe that, and you will do well. Take up your cross daily and follow Jesus. The cross is the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're talking about faith. Faith that equips us to reign. And believe me, you need it. And you need to be equipped to reign in this life through one Christ Jesus. Taking up your cross daily, following him, you will reign. Paul writes to Timothy, he said, if we suffer with him, we also will reign with him. If we deny him, he remains faithful. So don't deny Jesus. Whatever you do, don't deny the Lord Jesus Christ. There have been some tough things happening in our country the last few hours since yesterday. We had some person that's full of demons, full of the devil. Now, psychiatrists, psychologists, they don't believe this, but they can't handle these people. A demonized person tries to destroy a U.S. congressman. Did kill a federal judge. These people are full of the devil. Our ministers in the pulpits have overlooked the teachings of Jesus. They think that's passed away at the Slaughter trial. Some silly Methodist preacher, happened to be a female, was interviewed by the Dallas Morning News, and in her great brilliance, she said, what I taught was not in accordance with mainline. She called it Christianity. It's religion. Of course, it's not in line with mainline religion. But mainline religion is out of sync with Jesus who was raised from the dead. You see, if you preachers would do what Jesus told you to do in the commission, not what some silly seminary professor told you, or some sociologist taught you. If you do what Jesus taught, then America wouldn't be like it is today. America would not reject the words of Jesus and follow after the enticing words of man's wisdom, which is not of God. It's demonic. And we have demonic activity spewing out of the mouths of the preachers in America and throughout the world every time they stand up behind the pulpit to speak, because their hearts are not right with God. Their hearts are full of ravenous. That's what they are, a bunch of ravenous wolves. Thank God. Full of wickedness. And they don't believe the gospel. If they believe the gospel would change their wicked hearts. The gospel would shine into their hearts and expose the darkness, because the gospel is the light. And when the gospel shines on that wickedness in your heart, if you accept what it shows you or what is being said to you, if you accept what that light is shining on, then God will set you free. But in your pride and your ignorance, if you say, well, that's not me, I'm a nice person, then you know what you do? You reject Jesus. You reject his gospel. And God rejects you. It's that simple. That simple. For 30 years I've been preaching the gospel to America. 30 years. And they basically have rejected it because the preachers have rejected it. I recall I was at Anaheim, California once. There was a lady that was very well dressed. I happened to be able to tell people that have some statue in a community. And she walked in and sat down. I thought, interesting lady. And I spoke. And that day I saw her no more. And I think it was 1 p.m. And that night she was not there. The next night she walked in, sat down on a back row. After I got through speaking, she walked up to me. She said, I've been to Palm Springs, to Normal Hayes meeting. I happen to like Normal Hayes. I happen to have respect for his faith. I have no respect for his unbelief. And she said, Normal and three other people were sitting at the pool. And she walked up and she said, do you know Doyle Davidson? And of course, they wouldn't say anything against me, because that wouldn't be kosher. That would be sin. But she said, all four of them just rose up about the same time and walked away from her. Now, Brother Norval and all the rest of you people that are still alive, God saw your wicked heart. You rejected the gospel. You rejected a man of God because you don't like what I say. You don't like what Jesus says. You don't like what Jehovah says. But your hour is coming. And it's coming quicker than you want it to come. I was somewhat troubled by this man that apparently shot the people in Arizona. The more that comes out of him, the more obvious it is to me what he is. He's a strong spirit of Antichrist. If what they say he has said is true, he's anti-Jewish, anti-Christian, anti-God. That doesn't surprise me. I meet a lot that these egotistical whites that think they're wiser than God and wiser than everyone else. I must tell you a testimony that happened in the 1950s when I was stationed as a hospital corpsman. The word is corpsman, sir. Corpsman. And I happen to have been assigned senior corpsman on that watch, on that ward. And there was a man that was ambulatory waiting to go to a VA hospital. He happened to be a corpsman. Hospital corpsman that had been in Korea. And he was waiting to go so they could reconstruct the left side. I think it was left. It's been 50 years of his face. He had his left eye blown away, the left frontal lobe of his brain was blown away. And when they found him, he was up by the Yalu River in Korea when they got to him with a BAR in his hands, mowing down the enemy. And I had the privilege of knowing that man, seeing him twice a day for several weeks. Name was Gentleman, and he was a gentle man, but he'd kill you. He'd kill the enemy. He's from, I believe, the state of Michigan. And so perhaps the injury to the congressman will be similar or some similarity. And she will be saved. I heard, I think, Dr. Mark Siegel say, I think this is what he said last night, God intervened in her life. That's for sure. Now, I wonder if we could talk about faith equips us to reign. That's what we do. And faith and the gospel go together. I want to encourage all of Water of Life, wherever you're at throughout the world, don't lose hope, don't faint in well-doing. Keep praising God. We're ruling, we're reigning. Understand that. We cannot be stopped. I did a message yesterday. I think there's a link to it on the Facebook News of Interest. I think I spoke somewhere around 43 minutes. And I said, I want to keep this message to America. You need to understand, there is a God named Jehovah. There is a man raised from the dead. His name is Jesus. There is a church called the Body of Christ. And no matter how small they may appear to you, they reign and rule in this life through Christ Jesus. So, Hebrews 11:1 says, faith is a substance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. Faith is confidence. My confidence is in God. My confidence is in the gospel. This is not self-confidence. This is not arrogance as you think. This is not pride as you say. This is God. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob speaking through me. Thank God. And faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Romans 10, 17. And we've been talking about faith. The word is nigh thee, even in our mouth and in our heart, which is the word of faith that we preach. And if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe that he was raised from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. There are spirits in the church that fight the word salvation. They don't understand salvation. It's an all-inclusive word. Includes everything that a person everything that's required for a person that is to be conformed to the image of Jesus. Everything. That salvation. Whatever. Angels, finances, money. Oh, money's salvation. Kathy and I were talking to a couple of preachers. I asked them if they thought money was salvation. They said no. I said, what about when Jesus sent Peter to get the money for the fish, or out of the fish's mouth, to pay taxes? They brought back a coin. Peter did, paid both people's taxes. That was salvation from Caesar. I've given thousands of dollars to people to pay the IRS tax-free. Did that not save your butt?
Amen.
That's the backside of you. Now, you know, religious people can be the dumbest things. They can't even acknowledge the truth when they see it. You know, when I get my taxes paid, I think I've been saved for 3 more months. Wouldn't you say?
I'd say so.
Yeah. Well, what do you say? This is Kathy D. She's going to read 1 Corinthians 1, 17 and 18. And then we're going to talk about it. How much time we got? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
My clock and my heart and head's running. Yes. 1 Corinthians 1, 17 and 18.
Right.
Now, let me tell you, I was a lay speaker in a United Methodist Church, North Texas Conference, certified by a preacher, a Methodist preacher. He was present when I spoke. And they gave me 10 minutes to talk. We got about 12 or 13 now, huh? They gave me 10 minutes to talk. Wondered if I could. So do you. And I chose these two verses by the Spirit of God. I have to acknowledge those sitting there had the squirreliest looking face I've ever seen. But God told me not to be afraid of their faces. I said, what? I've seen some horses that want to eat me up. I wasn't afraid of their faces. But I had not seen a demonized person up at that juncture. One day I was casting an effeminate spirit out of a person. I understand, a blogger now. An effeminate spirit out of him. And I've never seen such an ugly face on a man in my life. And I was in my heart thinking, Lord, don't leave this man in this fix. Be sure and deliver him. Because he looks terrible. But, you know, he rejected my gospel after that. Well, thank God this woman did it. 1 Corinthians 1, 17 and 18.
For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God.
Yeah. Do you hear that? I have an apostle. Paul was an apostle. God didn't send him to baptize. God didn't send me to baptize. I baptized very few. He sent me to baptize. But he sent me to preach the gospel. By the way, those of you that have followed me know that God has led me, directed me to baptize in Jesus' name, like they did in the book of Acts. That's the way they did it. Also, God has now led me to baptize for the dead. 1 Corinthians 15. I was baptized for the dead, and others with me have been. And I know this is God. That's all there is to it. So, God didn't send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel. Now, the gospel is defined in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We just find it earlier. But we'll do it again, because you didn't get it. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4. The gospel, that's Paul now. He's writing in the first chapter. And I'm quoting from the 15th. Verse 3, the gospel, how that Jesus died, bare sins, he was buried, he rose again the third day according to the scripture. That's the gospel. Now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 5, the Apostle Paul said, our gospel did not come to you in word only, but power. But power. Now, there are lots of people. there are many, many people that took what I taught them. Took what I taught them. I taught them by the Spirit. I taught them by the Spirit. But they got puffed up in their fleshly mind. And they took the words that I taught them. And they teach it. The letter. And the letter killeth. The letter killeth. You see, the letter killeth. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 3:6, God has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter killeth. The Spirit giveth life. Did you know many people will receive the letter that I brought to this community, to this nation, by the Spirit. But many will teach and many will accept the letter, but not of the Spirit. And the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life. Remember, you'll give account for every idle word that you speak and every idle word that you preach, teach, by every word that you preach, the letter, it is an idle word, and you'll give account. So, Paul said he was not sent to baptize, but to preach the gospel. What does it say then? For the what?
Not with wisdom of words.
Oh, there you go. Not with wisdom of words. Not with wisdom of words. Joni Lamb once was interviewing me, her Marcus, and Joni, in her evident wisdom, said, as a veterinarian, or did it help you as a veterinarian to be or incorporate or something to that effect? It was so stupid, I didn't even want to hear it. In your ministry, preaching. Said no. She just sat there. She was stuck and done. In the interview. Boy, she fumbled, stumbled around. She had to come up with something. She thought, you know, like most people she had talked to, not talk for 15 minutes. I could have said, instead of no, I could have said, it was all dumb, Joni. Do you like to preach dung from the pulpit? As Kenneth Hagin would say, don't shout me down because my preaching is so good. Am I embarrassing you?
No.
Good. But you're almost speechless. Not with words of man's wisdom. Next.
Lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect.
You hear that? You read that? How much time I got?
Yeah, about 2-3 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, as much as you want.
Oh, that is right.
Yeah.
We're not on time. Mm-mm. Did you know when you preach the gospel with the wisdom of man, it makes the cross of Christ of none effect? Did you know what that says? The cross and the gospel are the same. Now, only God can show you that. Intellectually, you cannot even accept it. It comes by revelation to your heart. By revelation to your heart. Revealed by the Spirit to your heart. Second chapter, verse 9, I think it is. Is that it? I have not seen. Is that 2? 1 Corinthians 2, 9.
You're the walking concordance, I'm not.
If I miss it, that's close. Yes, it is. Thank you. 1 Corinthians 2, 9. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for them that love him. But verily God hath revealed it to you by his Spirit. We will take this up tomorrow. We'll go right back here right now. One of my boys are coming with Candace by, and they're going to do How Great Thou Art. And then they'll lead you some worship. bless you, said 11.
We invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Doyle Davidson, Post Office Box 861327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.